Well, good evening. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Lamed Beis, and this is actually part two from this morning. This morning, I cited the Gemara. Rav Yochanan said, "Kol Kohen Shaharga Tzenevis Lo Yisas Kapav Shenemar Yedechem Dami Mileu." That he says that a Kohen who killed someone, he is not allowed to duchen, and it's based on a pasuk in Shayahu. If your hands are full of blood, then how can you use your hands to duchen? And the Shulchan Aruch in Archaim Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hey writes that a Kohen who kills anyone, Kohen Shaharga Tzenevis, Afilu Bish. Shogeg, even unintentionally, you are not allowed to duchen, even if you did tshuva. That's the position of the Shulchan Aruch, and I brought the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that in Yoredeya Chelak Beis Simon Kufnun Ches, dealing with Israeli soldiers who are serving the army, if they're Kohanim, are they allowed to duchen? And Moshe Feinstein explains that someone who is forced to kill someone, even though you're supposed to give up your life, rather than kill someone, if you're forced to kill someone, the Pri Chadash writes that you are still allowed to duchen if you're a Kohen, because that's less shogeg, like mazid means intentional, shogeg means negligent, unintentional, but negligent. But if someone forces you, again, you're supposed to give up your life rather than kill someone, but for ones, so then you would be allowed to duchen. So he says, certainly, if they draft you into the army, Israeli army, you're drafted, so then you would be allowed to, if you're a Kohen, you would be allowed to duchen if you killed someone. There are two other approaches to leniencies, at least two other approaches. It's Tzitz Eliezer. In Chilek Yudal, Simon Samech writes that this, it's based on a pre-sha, but Tzitz Eliezer passed like him, where he writes that when we say Kohen Shaharges HaNefesh, he says, he proves, the preacher proves, it's really Kohen Shaharges HaYisrael. So if you kill a non-Jew, then you're not supposed to kill a non-Jew. But if you kill a non-Jew, b'shogeg, negligently, or in the case of war, so then this rule about not duchening, it only applies to killing a Jew. So if you're Israel, what? I'm not sure what he said b'mezid, but I'm not sure what he said b'mezid. But he says that this halacha of Shargas and Efesh, I believe he says that he says that it's talking about, he says the proof is Behorge Yisrael. So I'm not sure if he addresses that particular question. If you kill b'mezid, he seems to say it's a blanket only dealing with killing Jews, but in a war where you kill non-Jews, so then this would not apply. And Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechavadas Chelak Beis Siman Yudalet, he says Ein Safek Shemitzvah Rava Heim Osim Lakadim Pnei Tzvakos Ha'Oyev Abarim Lizro Heres Lashmid LaRog LaBeit Anashim Nashim Etaf. He says anyone who serves in the army, it's no question this is a great mitzvah in the Israeli army that they are going, that they're standing up before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and who against the enemy who wants to destroy us and to kill us, men, women, and children. And he writes, "Hadavar bara lotzel shel safek." The matter is clear without any shadow of doubt. Shekshem v'hagunim heim l'nesias kapayim. They are certainly, Kohanim are certainly obligated, certainly allowed to duchen, because they're doing a mitzvah. It's not something that's onus. It's not simply that it's non-Jew. It's a mitzvah. What you're doing is that you are saving, Klal Yisrael. Interestingly enough, Rav Herschel Schachter writes in Nefesh HaRav, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, felt that Kohanim, even if they kill in the army, they are not allowed to duchen. He apparently rejects all of these arguments. His argument is, if your hands are full of blood, however it's full of blood, so those hands that are full of blood are not allowed to duchen. And he says, he brings the proof from with David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, since your hands are full of blood, you cannot be involved in building the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Soloveitchik calls that he would disagree with all these opinions. Rav Avadya Yosef actually addresses Rav Soloveitchik's contention, and he says that David HaMelech may have killed innocent people, or he may have been responsible for the Kohanim and Nov being killed, but it would not apply in the context of war. So Rav Soloveitchik's position seems not to be normative practice. Indeed, Rabbi Jachter, in his book Gray Matter, writes that he was told that Rav Lichtenstein, who was with the Rav's son-in-law, he told Kohanim, apparently, too, that they who fought and may have killed people in the Israeli army are allowed to duchen. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakot Yisrael,